Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and backstage in his dressing room with me is wrestling legend, the natural, Mike Bell. Tonight is your long-awaited return to the ring against someone you can't stand, Matt McClain. What's going through your mind as you... Matt McClain, what are you doing here?
Long time no see, Matt. I believe the last time I saw you, you were lying in a pool of your own blood, in a pool of your own arrogance. Let me tell you something, Matt. What I did to you at Day 2 of Summer Games is nothing compared to what you did to me in the BWA. You see, I could have cheated you out of that BACW title of Summer Games, much the same way you cheated me more than 3 years ago in the Bayou. You remember that, don't you, Matt? But luckily for you, I decided against it. And you want to know why, Matt? Because I knew that this moment was coming. I knew that tonight I was going to get you in a match that was going to symbolize everything that I have ever stood for. You used to know what that meant, didn't you, Matt? You used to know what it meant to stand for something right in this sport rather than what was wrong. But somewhere in the mix, you became just like Eric Dane of the world, which made you no friend of mine. Well, tonight, inside that ring, strapped to a bull rope, you're going to have to give your absolute beating to your life, whether you like it or not. And when I'm finished dragging you all over the four corners of the ring, I'm going to show you just how wrong you are about the WWA. Right now, you represent everything that is wrong in this sport, and I'm going to represent everything that is right.
Any last words, Mike?
And after tonight, I will once again save the sport from a cancer like you, and then I can slide into a blissful retirement, knowing damn good and well that the sport that I've loved my entire life is safe once again. Now if you'll excuse me, I've got a match to prepare for. But I hope you're ready, Matt, for I don't think there'll be any Eric Danes to save you this time.
Wow, those were some very pointed words from what appears to be a very much focused Mike Bell. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, it's always a pleasure interviewing someone like Mike Bell.
McClain versus the natural Mike Bell isn't the most important part of the show tonight, no siree daddy, because all three BACW championships will be on the line. First up is Malik Johnson as he puts his Northeastern Regional Championship up for grabs in a three-way dance against Arthur Dexter Bradley and former World Heavyweight Champion Absolute Lee Real. Lee Real has apologized to the fans for his words on our last show, but until he exits the curtain, not even I'm sure how this capacity crowd is gonna react. eWrestling.org heavyweight champion Sam Goddamn Natas tangles with the very angry Spectre, and rumors in the back are calling this Sam's last match here in BACW due to a back injury that has been concealed that he suffered at a house show earlier this week. But in the main event, it's going to be what most fans are talking about right here and now, and why they bought tickets to sit in these seats here at the Mohegan Sun, because when the steel cage goes up and is constructed, it's going to be BACW's heavyweight champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous, taking on former Northeastern Regional Champion Org Lambert and his manager, The Preacher. The Preacher isn't a wrestler by any stretch of the means, and I'm not sure if his presence inside the ring is going to either hurt or help Org Lambert as he sets his sights on becoming the leader of professional wrestling's official stomp hall. Also on the card tonight, as a product of her attack on Sean Ryder last month, Roxanne Logan, the Queen of Hardcore, will meet the very same man in... What the heck is this? You have to be kidding me. Is McClain dressed up like Mr. Petit? Yes, he is, folks. Here comes Matt McClain down to the ringside area. He is dressed up like Mr. Petit. He's got some bald thing glued to his head. And wow, can you believe Matt McClain plans to do a parody of our BACW owner? You know, that takes a serious amount of huevos to come out here on Mr. Petit's show and, you know, imitate him. Well, as the Danger Zone marquee has just gone up on the Ovaltron, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Mr. Petit himself ban this segment until further notice? Well, hold on, because inside my headset, they're telling me that the owner of this company hasn't arrived here at the Sun yet. And with no ultimate authority to remove Matt McClain from the ring, I guess we have no choice but to send the show up to the Crippler. Oh my God, Petit's going to be furious when he catches this replay.
BACW! I'm the man that strikes fear in the hearts of the wrestler. I am the drunken owner of the BACW. I am Mr. Petit!
That's right. First of all, I need to come out here and make a few things clear tonight. And I need to get a few things off my chest. First of all, I want to say that Madam McClain and his little group of hoodlums think they're going to come and ruin my fun. No, sir. I'd rather go out drinking for a whole week and be laid up in bed with some ugly stripper before I let those fools run my show to the ground. Now, Madam McClain is sorely mistaken. You know, wait a minute. You know what? Madam McClain isn't a mistake. I am the great Mr. Petit. That's right, I said it. The great Mr. Petit is a mistake. Yes, it's true. I love to have my balls licked by the dog. Well, my personal man, bitch, Tito. That's right, I said Tito. Puts liquor down my throat while he looks at the dog, wishing it was him that was licking my balls. See, Tito and I have a special relationship. Wait a minute. I don't know why I'm all telling you about Tito and not. He didn't want to lick my balls. Strike that from the record. Now, what I want to say is that Madam McClain and the Revolution, they are the future here. Especially that Madam McClain. That boy got some talent. Now, surely I was mistaken. At Behind Blue Eyes, when I was the guest referee, I may have screwed Madam McClain over. But that was wrong with me. And I won't come out here and say I was wrong for that. I should have screwed that reject Canadian fool Lee Real out of the title, giving it to Madam McClain. Then all my problems have been solved. Because we all know Madam McClain and the Revolution is the future of the BACW! Now, the first thing we got to do is clean up this BACW place. And by doing so, we get rid of all the worthless, no-talent hacks that call themselves wrestlers. Like that purple-haired retard, Spectre. That boy ain't nothing but a purple-haired cock-muncher. You know, that boy runs around with a little hyena. You know, I may have the dog with my balls, but I ain't sticking to no damn hyena. That's what I'm saying, sure. As Mr. Petit did not do that crazy kind of stuff. Then you got goddamn Cinematics and that little freak of his, Miss Suck.
Man, that Miss Suck come up to me in the back offering talking about doing things to me. I told her, hold up, who you think you talking to? This is Mr. Petit, goddammit.
I ain't your boy, Cinematics. I'm not into that freaky dicky shit. Now, if it was Theo, that's a whole different story. Now, another hack that's got to go is the so-called Canadian super wrestling guy who thinks he's Superman or something or another, Lee Real. Now, Lee Real is Matt McClain's bitch. That's all. Matty McClain owns that boy. Now, Lee Real, you flat out suck. You are going to these little minor league feds. Out there in the WWE. Now, Lee Real, you don't stand a chance against Matty McClain. So just pack your bags, get your little homeless boy Bob, and your little girlfriend Massey, and hit the road, son. Because you want Mr. Batiste time. And when you want my time, you wasting my money. Hit the road. Now, we got some crazy hardcore bitch, Roxanne. That bitch thinks she can take out any male superstar here. Obviously, she never seen Malik Johnson or Rick Rogers. That crazy woman thinks she gonna take out the Revolution? Man, what if Maddie McClain got her hands on her? What if Malik Johnson hit sit your ass down on that crazy bitch? Man, it'd be all over. And I would even hate to think what our Messiah would do to that girl. Man, she crazier than Miss Sucking some $2 hooker. Now, I know I just come out and speak nonsense about stuff. Talk about the dog licking my balls, which, he's waiting for me in the back. And Tito, my man, bitch. That's right, Tito. Rubbing himself all on me. Just thinking about that gets me all hot. Wait a minute. Back on subject. Now, you know, I come out here and I run my mouth like some kind of fool who don't know what the hell. Oh. Damn.
Well, fans, Mr. Batiste's security has turned off Matt McClain's microphone, and they are now ordering him into the back where apparently Mr. Batiste is waiting to speak to Matt McClain himself. This is being like summoned into the principal's office, and folks, you don't dare go away because we're going to follow Matt McClain into the back and find out what our BACW owner has to say about this parody that Matt McClain has just done on a live show. Oh my God, stay tuned, don't go away. That's right, bring him in, bring him in.
Well, 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 look at what we have here. The real Mr. Batiste. So what you think, boss? Do a good enough impersonation of you? Oh, by the look on your face, you didn't find it funny.
Whoa, Matty McClain! I find it plenty funny. You see, each week, Matty McClain, you push my buttons, and each week I look the other way for the sake of BACW and its survival in WWE. You and your gaggle of compadres, you're running around my shows doing whatever you want in the back room and in the ring. And Matty McClain, I'm here tonight sitting in front of you to tell you, tonight, your fun stops here, and tonight, I'm going to take care of the Revolution once and for all.
So what you going to do now, boss? You're going to fire me. You're going to punish me. You're going to suspend me. You're going to throw me in some stupid match that you think I'm going to lose? Come on, Batiste. You seem to forget who the hell you're talking to. You're talking to the career-killing crippler, Matt McClain. Now, so tell me, what's my punishment gonna be?
Let me tell you something, Matty McClain. Your punishment is gonna be something that I'm personally gonna buy a front row ticket to. Because at our November TVMA show, it's gonna be the entire BACW roster versus 1, 2, 3. Three members of the Revolution, that's it. And it's gonna be Down Gauntlet style. You, Ratchet and Malik, against all the people all y'all been pissing off throughout 2006. And trust me when I say, boy, your enemies are gonna eat you alive like Oprah does food. Matty McClain, mark my words, one by one, people who you and the Revolution have wronged will enter that ring. Spectre, Real, Bell, Lambert, and if I am my way, Daryl Bazaar himself might even make a cameo just to kick your ass. One by one, guys like ADB, Roxanne, and the Cheetah
Now, let me see if I've got this straight. You're going to book me and the Revolution into a gauntlet match? Okay. Now, let's make the stakes a little interesting, shall we say? Should the Revolution win, we get whatever we want. Title shots, matches, it doesn't matter. We get what we want. Should Team BACW win, which we know they won't, then they can pick their match against any of the Revolution members, any match they want. Sound fair enough, Batiste? What do you say, boss? Is it a go? Or do you need to go get your approval from your man bitch in the back?
You're still cracking jokes, Matty! On your deathbed, you're still cracking jokes, but I like that about you! That's what's gonna sell me tickets! That's what's gonna line my pockets with cream! Whatever you want, though, Matty? No, son! But I'll tell you what! If you win against the entire BACW roster, you can have one title shot between the three of you! One person gets any title shots he wants at any show! Do you really think I'm stupid enough, Matty McClain, to allow you to play booker and bully as well? And just in case you think about running out when the things turn sour and Matty McClain, trust me when I say, they will turn sour as you're